I have 255. What's for 260?
The Slave Auction is an annual fundraiser where Sickens bid on anything from homemade pies to house cleaning. Though not an official Alaska Day event, it was listed on the program, both in print and online, and took place at the Pioneer Bar as scheduled. Auctioneer and firefighter Craig Warren referred to it throughout as the Alaska Day Auction, inviting business owners to stand on the pool table while taking bids on their services. A homemade blanket with Coast Guard insignia was auctioned. This round was for a free massage. By the end of the night, the auction raised $3,000 for the fire department. But it was the name that caught the attention of the NAACP chapter in Anchorage just a few hours before doors opened. Director Wanda Laws received a phone call from a chapter member who saw the slave auction listed in the Alaska Day program online. Laws was shocked.
With the history that African Americans have had in this country and the idea of a person being bought and sold against their will and glorifying that is unacceptable.
Around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, her chapter issued a press release calling the event inflammatory and insensitive.
The NAACP is requesting that to change the name of that event. I'm surprised that they haven't been called out on it before, but they are now.
Bartender Rita Ledbetter created the slave auction 31 years ago as a replacement fundraiser for the wet t-shirt contest. Though she declined to comment for this story, Mary Magnuson, who has been assisting with the auction for years, said that there is no malicious intent behind the event and that this is a case of political correctness run amok.
This controversy, frankly, offends me a little bit that people that know nothing about my community are pointing fingers and acting like we're racist. It's an old term. It has nothing to do with slavery. It has nothing to do with oppression. It's a fundraising event that high schools and fraternities have been doing for years and years.
Magnuson maintains that for her, the term slave auction is synonymous with a fundraiser. Laws, however, draws a line there, praising the event and efforts by Sitkins to keep money in the community, but condemning the name.
To claim that you do not see the correlation and why it would be offensive, I mean, that dog's not going to hunt. It doesn't pass the smell test. It's not true.
Magnuson wishes that instead of sending out a press release, the NAACP had contacted the bar directly.
All it would have taken was a gentle phone call, think we might call it something else, rather than a call out with a rather nasty tone email on the day of the event.
Laws claims she placed a few phone calls to the Pioneer Bar and the Alaska Day Committee, but was unable to get through. Either way, Magnuson said that Sitka is the most tolerant community she's ever lived in, and that no one in Sitka has taken issue with the name before. I mean, did you ever question the name's appropriateness?
Absolutely not. I am an upper middle-aged person. I've been aware of the quote-unquote slave auctions as fundraisers all of my adult life, and I've never heard one person until now object.
One organization in Sitka, though, is backing the NAACP. Lawrence Spotted Bird, the general manager for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, heard about the event for the first time this weekend. He sympathized with the NAACP, comparing the incident to the appropriation of Native Americans as mascots for athletic teams.
To a lot of people, it's no big deal. But to Native Americans, it's one additional small thing that shows insensitivity. If we just respect people and respect each other, we would use those types of phrases and terms less.
As a former member of the Alaska Day Committee, Magnuson says the name will change and it's possible the event will not appear in future Alaska Day programs. What she can't guarantee is a change in how the fundraiser is referenced in the community.
It will never appear in print again, but just the same way the dress shop still has the name from 20 years ago and we still call it the Sheffield Hotel, people are still going to call it that.
For her part, Laws is just glad the name was crossed out on paper.
There was a resolution within 24 hours, and then we can, you know, move on from this, learn from this, and move on from this.
If both parties are on the road to resolution, the dust is still settling. Representatives from the Pioneer Bar and the NAACP chapter in Anchorage still have not spoken directly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.